We are so blessed to be in the house of the Lord. How many know we're blessed? Blessed above measures. I was thinking on the message that Minister Allen preached on last Wednesday. Amen. Wednesday before last. Great message. When God used you with that kind of wisdom, watch out. Satan will attack you. Minister Potts was used on Wednesday night greatly. Satan attacked her. See, you wasn't here, you missed it. Anytime God use you like that, you're going to be fought from the pit of hell. Devil does not want anybody to get victory over his kingdom. When you can open up people's eyes, and they begin to see. Satan mad at you. He'll attack you some kind of way. He'll attack you on your jaw, in your body, in your home. He's out to destroy you. Hallelujah. God wants us to have our eyes open and our minds alert. You see, some of you falling into your little petty thing. I don't care about your petty stuff. I know what Satan is. That's when I had to pray out constantly for a sound mind. I came from a family where they don't have sound minds. They bipolar, they schizos, they everything. Alcoholics, whores. So I have to pray, God, keep me with a sound mind. Because if you don't, you'll fall back in your parents' footsteps. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you. Now see, if you don't get this thing right, I still feel it. If you don't get it right, I'm going to come against you. Because I'm trying to save your life. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and say hallelujah. And when it happened, can't nobody say it. I didn't give you an opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm moving on with my life. Let's look at Proverbs. Let's go in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to show you something first. Before I go anywhere. About us women. I don't know if I told y'all this one. The woman named Folly. Y'all ain't heard her. Folly come in all kind of clothes. I can talk about women because I'm a woman. I know what folly is. And I know how it acts. Let me tell you something. A folly woman, a woman that ain't got good sense, she'll do anything. And everything. Let's look at the 9th chapter. Now I'm throwing this in. I ain't getting no money for this. This free of charge. I'm salary paid. Y'all know that, don't you? And I probably make more than you do. Anyhow. I don't care what kind of degree you got. I got mine in Jesus. He takes care of me. Proverbs, the 9th chapter. And that 13th verse. I need it read out of the Amplified and the... Because I got my Bible up here. I got a study Bible. Let me tell you my study Bible. I love this Bible. It's tore up. It's all messed up. The open Bible. And I love it. It was given to me by Gospel Tabernacle Faith Church in 1999. This is my baby. You know you got things you love. This is my baby. This is mine. I keep this in my heart. I don't want to see him. I don't want to get out of the way, the will of God. But you can tell when folk get weak. They go to rage in hell. They act like wild folks. The word have I hid in my heart that I sin not against God. And if you ain't going to sin against God, you ain't going to hurt your brother and sister. The truth will set you free. I heard my grandson say this. He got two jobs. He's a custodian at the Lutheran church. And he's hired by the church here as a drummer. He ain't but 10 years old. Making more money than some of you do in a month's time. Two jobs. He can go buy what he want to buy. I ain't never seen a child like him. Want to make money. Want to. And my nephew told this Friday, he was washing dishes, he said, Papa pays good, but he's a Negro slave. He'll work you like a Negro slave. Because he paid us good. When they was coming up, they'd help at the house. My husband paid him. But he got the work out of them. They got through, they went home, went to sleep. They couldn't act the fool no more. So I took that and I said, Lord, that'll preach. Every young person ought to want a job. To get a job and pay your tithes. Hallelujah. That lets you know you appreciate God. Now we're going to talk about this in woman. Now, that ain't my subject. But I'm just throwing this in free of charge. The woman named Folly. Okay, read it. 9th chapter of Proverbs. 13 verse. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. The foolish woman is noisy. She is simple and open to all forms of evil. She willfully and recklessly knows nothing whatever of eternal value. Did you go all the way down to the 17th verse?
No, ma'am.
Come on.
For she sits at the door of her house or on a seat in the conspicuous places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who go uprightly on their way. Whoever is simple, waving and easily led astray, let him turn and hear. And as for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen waters, pleasures are sweet because they are forbidden, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant.
Read the Amplified. That's the Amplified, okay? You did the King James.
Not all of King James.
Okay, do all the King James.
For she sitteth at the door of her house.